The land in question is important to birds and animals that migrate from northern Alabama to Canada, so the Nature Conservancy found investors willing to buy it. They also agreed to let the organization manage the forests to make money for them in ways that are good for wildlife and water quality.
Instead of taking a 20 to 30-year view of forestry, we're going to take a 40 to 100-year view of forestry. The condition of that forest will improve over time.
Locke Ogans heads the Nature Conservancy's Virginia chapter. She says earnings will also come through carbon credits.
We can sell carbon offsets and basically be paid to let the trees grow because the trees sequester atmospheric carbon.
The goal is also to create good jobs for people who once relied on mining.
There could be outfitters who would take people on hikes or down rivers, and some local small hotels, boutique hotels being developed. We're looking into the prospect of maybe siting solar on some of the abandoned mine lands.
After 10 years, the land is likely to be sold, perhaps to state agencies or buyers willing to conserve these important forests for human recreation and wildlife habitat. I'm Sandy Houseman.